When a child comes into this world, the mother cries. Have you ever thought about the pain that a mother goes through for this child to come into this world? Wow, labor pain. You hear a lot of husbands say, if it wasn't by the will of Allah and it wasn't Islamic to have children, they wouldn't let their wives go through that pain. It's a real pain. Sometimes the children become a pain also. Children become a pain in the neck sometimes. It's a pain all over. But there is a blessing for that. That's why the mother is given that prestige over her father. And the Prophet ﷺ says, the status of a mother, you love your mother more. Three times he said, your mother came first before your father. 9 months suffering, pain, difficulties. Here the mother cries and she weeps to deliver a child something that she wants to do. Isn't that interesting? You want to go through a pain that is so not logical for happy feelings to have a child. Allahu Akbar. See how unique birth is, life? Interesting, huh? Interesting. You know, I don't have the time to get into it. Last night we had a nikah here and I was explaining when Allah speaks of arham in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 1, about the wombs and how the wombs are called a place of mercy, that a child coming into the world is a mercy from Allah. And the whole concept that Allah does not need a mother or parents to bring forth a child. It is a blessing unto man and woman to be parents and to have a child. It's an opportunity, it's a favor. Because Adam and Eve didn't have a mother and father. Allah didn't need a man and woman to make Adam and Eve. Allah did not need a man to produce Jesus, peace be upon him. He could say, kun fayakun. And just as he created the mountains and the moon and the sun and all these species on earth, he could have created human beings, kun fayakun. But it's an opportunity for parents to become parents and enjoy the love of a husband and wife, litaskunu ilaiha, and to find a peace and comfort in your wife, even though some people find hell. You go home, you're supposed to go home to a smiling wife. Oh, after a long, hard day's work, when you go home, you should see the smile and this welcome. It's like, where you came from? What you did today? Why you came home so late? You feel like you're going to hell instead of going to peace and tranquility. But that is what the husband and the wife were designed for, to be peace. They, Allah says they're libas, they're the clothing for one another, protection, calmness, garments, love, peace, tranquility. So it's an opportunity for the parents to have children. Allah gave us an opportunity. So I just shift.